And Aaron, you guys were in a decent position at the start of the day, but an even better one now.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, setting that target probably didn't go as planned as when we started, but we got there in the end. And to knock over three like we did at the end was fantastic. I think we got just rewards from how well we bowled yesterday, finally today. And pitches deteriorating a little bit, which is what we wanted to see. So hopefully we can get it over and done with tomorrow.
You were saying there, I mean, a 269-run lead at the end of the first inning, sort of mid, sort of day. So what was the plan in the second innings? Because you lost four quick wickets, didn't you?
Yeah, that wasn't the plan, certainly. We were trying to get there as quick as we could, round about 400, but I think time was more of the essence, really. We wanted to have a good crack at them tonight. So we saw the pitch started jumping around a little bit, which is probably why we lost the four, but it was obviously good signs when we got out there. So, no, it didn't quite go ideally to plan, but we got there in the end.
Three wickets in those 11 overs, I guess that was probably as much as you could have hoped for. Kyle Abbott going well again.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, Sibbers has been in such great form for them as well. That was a massive pull for us. So, you know, as I said, I think we got rewards for how well we bowled the last few days. They've barely gone over kind of 2.5 throughout the 100-odd overs we bowled at them. So I think it was always going to come once the pitch started going under a little bit.
Those four quick wickets you lost in that second innings, it needed another innings from you to get everything back on track. Quick 550.
Yeah, sure. I said, obviously, I felt good from the first innings. It's always nice to have my eye in a little bit. But yeah, it was tough out there. Obviously, Gene had a bit of rough to play with, and myself and Sam had to rebuild a little bit, and luckily I kind of struck him pretty well again.
It seems such a shame we didn't talk to you after your first innings. 173 off 144 balls. Everybody that was watching on the ground found it highly entertaining. Were you actually enjoying yourself there?
Yeah, absolutely. I said, funny enough, batting becomes a little bit easier after 100, so having nine men on the fence as well. But yeah, no, it's great fun. I enjoy doing that. It's more important trying to tick off that championship 100 that I've been searching for a little while. It's about being more consistent. I know I can do that. It's just about doing it more often than not.
I mean, you're starting to play a bigger part now for Hampshire in sort of all forms, starting to play more in the championship. How important was it to get three figures?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, I hit my spot there. Coach has kind of been going back and forth to me. I've been filling in holes. I said we've had some great players and we're obviously missing a few as well. So I've like to think I've taken my opportunity now. I've got a few runs across the year, so I'm feeling really good. Just need to keep getting out there on the park.
You're naturally very aggressive, and you were aggressive for quite a while there. We were all willing you to keep going. Unfortunately, you did.
I should have.
Well, it was only towards the end, wasn't it? But, you know, I guess, you know, sometimes you have to temper that. And it did look as though just before you were out, you decided that you wanted to bat the next day as well.
Yeah, that was the plan. Unfortunately, I stuffed it right at the last hurdle. But yeah, I think for me especially, I'm kind of getting the zone and kind of getting to gear five and never come down from that, which sometimes kind of hinders me. But, you know, I like to think I show a little bit of control every now and again. And I said, it's just about being more consistent. I think, you know, being able to go up and down those gears is probably going to help me in the long run.
Seven wickets to get tomorrow. We're all hoping that Fidel and Kyle especially are not too tired. How are they at the moment?
Yeah, they're obviously a little bit stiff and sore, but I think obviously those three wickets has got us right up and about. I think it's a lot easier for the guys to come back knowing we can knock them over got a big total on the board, so we don't have to stress about that run chase too much. And it's just about, I said, seven good balls and we got a big win under our belts.